Well, the Irish Nationalist Party Sinn Féin is celebrating a big win in regional elections in Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin is the former political wing of the Irish Republican Army. It was largely banned during the Troubles, the bloody fight against British rule. The party's still calling for Northern Ireland, under the United Kingdom umbrella, to merge with the Independent Republic of Ireland. But Sinn Féin leaders like Gerry Adams played a big role in the peace process. And now the party's won the most seats in Northern Ireland's National Assembly, the first time an Irish Nationalist Party has done so. And in doing so, it also beat back the pro-British Democratic Unionist Party. Katie Hayward is a professor and senior fellow at Queen's University Belfast. She joins us by Skype. Professor, this one would have been unthinkable years ago. How did Sinn Féin pull this off?
Yes, so Sinn Féin has managed to hold its position, retaining 27 seats in the Northern Ireland Assembly. And that's essentially what it's done in this election. It hasn't grown. We haven't seen a huge surge in support for it. It's really what's happened on the other side. So the Democratic Unionist Party has lost seats in this election. And now it is the second largest party in the Assembly. And as you say, this is symbolically very significant for Northern Ireland now that we have a nationalist party that essentially doesn't want Northern Ireland to exist in the longer term, being the largest party in the Assembly.
You have said that Sinn Féin has broadened its appeal to more bread and butter issues, not just a united Ireland. But what about the Democratic Unionist Party? How much did the conservative move in Britain towards Brexit, how much did that affect this conservative party in Northern Ireland?
Yes, I mean, Brexit process, the UK's withdrawal from the EU has really transformed the political landscape for Northern Ireland, most particularly the Good Friday Belfast Agreement of 1998. That was essentially trying to shore up a close British-Irish relationship. Obviously, very close relations north and south on the island of Ireland, and also enabling power sharing between unionists and nationalists. All of that has been put under pressure by Brexit, most particularly because at some point there has to be border checks and controls now between the UK and the EU. The special arrangement for Northern Ireland under the so-called protocol coming out of Brexit is one that unionists in Northern Ireland, particularly the DUP, very much resent. And so the DUP is having to face a challenging situation for the future of Northern Ireland, thinking that Northern Ireland's place in the union of the UK, which it wants to see continue, is now being undermined.
Yeah. Well, and what do you think happens now, given that Sinn Féin will now be able to nominate a first minister in the National Assembly?
So as a result of the power-sharing arrangements, Sinn Féin should nominate the First Minister, and then it's up to the DUP to nominate the Deputy First Minister. These are equally powerful positions. They're joint position, but the name of them sits uncomfortably with the DUP in particular. The idea of being deputy to Sinn Féin, a party which many DUP supporters are still very wary and distrustful of, is one that is it's a big concern for them. So there are doubts now about how we re-establish this power-sharing executive. The DUP wants Boris Johnson to do something very significant over the protocol, which puts special arrangements for Northern Ireland post-Brexit, in order to try and give it some cover and reassurance that the union of the UK, including Northern Ireland, is secure. But there are a lot of doubts going forward as to how we might manage this fragile balance in a completely changed world.
I was going to ask, what is the sense that these so different parties will come together?
I mean, we should recognise that in the Assembly, the clear majority of parties and the clear majority of the members in that Assembly want an executive to be formed right away. All the parties, particularly the Alliance Party, the Centre Ground Party, that did extraordinarily well in this election, and Sinn Féin were focusing on real issues such as the healthcare crisis and the cost of living crisis. There is a real need for the executive and Assembly to function. But at the same time, there are fundamental concerns from the Democratic Unionist Party in particular about the future of Northern Ireland's place in the Union. And this will override everything else when it comes to their decisions as to whether they are willing to go back into power sharing in the coming weeks.
Yeah, we will be watching. Professor Katie Hayward, Senior Fellow at Queen's University Belfast, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.